Stranger Things, The First Shadow, is at the Marquee Theater on Broadway, West 46th Street. One of the great stars of the show is Burke Swanson. Hello, Burke.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me today.
Pleasure. What a show. You play the role of James Hopper Jr. Who is James Hopper Jr.?
You know, if for those who are familiar with Stranger Things, the TV show, this is our Chief Hopper, 30 years younger, living it up in high school. He's got, you know, daddy issues, and he's trying to get the hell out of town, and a lot of strange things are going around in this little sleepy town of Hawkins. We find out very, very quickly that spooky things have been happening in this town for far longer, since the 80s. So our town's set in the 50s. We get to see all these adult characters as they were as kids, but also get right. to explore the origins of the big bad.
And origins, too. It is the prequel, which I didn't even realize towards the end of the show, because I've never seen on television Stranger Things.
Well, you know, and look, you're not alone. I mean, we have such an incredible, passionate fan base who's been able to sort of continue the story. It's one of those things where if you're looking to see season five, you really need to see our show to fully enjoy and appreciate season five. But if you haven't, this is right at the very beginning, you know?
Yeah.
This is the perfect place to start.
It is intense, and it's wonderful, and I have one more question for you. How the hell did they do it? Do you get that a lot from people? Because the stage set design and technology is like nothing I've ever seen, and I've seen hundreds of plays on Broadway.
Look, there's a reason why this show is the most Tony Award-winning play this year. It's the reason why they had to create a special Tony just to give to us for the special effects alone. You have this really incredible human story of trauma and how do we handle it at various different levels, but on the outside of it, it is things that are happening in this theater have never happened before on a stage, period, let alone a Broadway stage. And so I think folks, you know, no matter what angle you're interested in, are going to have the time of your life. But be prepared to be scared. It's definitely a horror play.
You get to know that when those red bars come down on stage, something wonderful and very strange is going to happen, right?
It always has stories of community, right? And in the midst of that is really this horror. And I think that our audiences experience the same thing. They get to be scared together. And particularly in this, Halloween season, I think it's no other show to see, really.
Absolutely perfect for Halloween season. One of the best things is that it's bringing young people back to Broadway.
Absolutely. And I mean, look, we just had one of the most successful seasons of Broadway this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a large part of that is 65% of our audience has never seen a Broadway show before. And what that means is that not only do you have the next generation of theater goers, but within our show, 34 people on stage, 20 of them making their Broadway debuts. That's the next generation of theater makers, too. So something really special is happening with Stranger Things, The First Shadow, and I'm just really so grateful to be a part of it and this amazing cast and crew.
You talk about 34 people on stage. That's a lot of things that can go wrong.
You know, we're very, very lucky, and the reason why we're at the Marquee Theater, is because it has one of the best crews on Broadway, and it's amazing that when things begin to get a little shaky, how quickly everybody moves to ensure that not only we on stage are safe, but everybody in the audience can continue to enjoy the story that's being put out. And, you know, maybe 20 people making their Broadway debut, but all of those people are incredible professionals and will be, you know, real testaments to this art form for many years to come.
You mentioned 20 people making their debut. I think if there was a big star that we all knew from a TV show or whatever, it wouldn't have the same mystery.
And you know what also it does, Andy, is that it brings a lot of passion to the stage, right? Yeah. Every single person from our ensemble to our lead, you know, Louis McCartney, Tony nominated for a reason. It could not be denied, right? You've got him going up against the likes of George Clooney, there's a reason for it. The sweat, the snot, the panic attack that this kid goes through every single night is all real. The only thing that's fake is the blood coming out of his nose, you know?
It's a very intense story, but just the right amount of humor to relieve a lot of that tension, right?
It really is the Scooby-Doo within the Chernobyl.
I was just going to say, it's like a Scooby-Doo episode in a lot of ways.
You know, the mystery that they're trying to solve won't be solved for 30 years, but you know, I think what's so amazing is that when we meet these characters at such a young age, we realize just how human these stories are and how sincere these people are. It's really just three, you know, isolated loners trying to find community, and they find it in each other, and it's just as endearing as it is in the TV show.
Berg Swanson is here, one of the stars of Stranger Things, the first Shadow on Broadway. Is there going to be a second Shadow?
You know, I've been asking the same question, baby. I'm hoping for this pro shot, you know? Let's chat to Netflix and get it happening, you know? It's just one of those stories you really want to just share with as many people as possible. I mean, we've had folks at the stage door, Andy, no lie, have come 30, 40 times.
Entertainment Weekly says it's a jaw-dropping, must-see theatrical marvel. LA Times says mind-blowing and spectacular. And the New York Times says it best the way I said it. How the hell did they do this? It is the most Tony Award-winning play of the year. Just like Berg Swanson just said, Stranger Things, the first Shadow. It's at the Marquee Theater, West 46th Street. For tickets, go to StrangerThingsOnStage.com or Ticketmaster. Berg, congratulations. Thank you for joining us here on WHUD.
Andy, thanks for having me, and cheers to everybody listening.